Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefkoe's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefkoe.
Hi, this is Morty Lefkoe with blog post number 100. Today's April 17th, 2012, and today's topic, fear of rejection. If there was ever a psychological trait that was considered to be a part of human nature, it's the fear of rejection. In the thousands of comments people have posted on my various blogs, in conversations with friends over a lifetime, and in hearing people speak in more seminars than I can count, the fear of rejection is probably the most frequent complaint I've heard. And obviously, if virtually everyone has this fear, it must be human nature, right? Not necessarily. There are at least two possible explanations for most people having this specific psychological trait. It could be human nature, and it also could be the result of most people having the beliefs and conditionings that cause a fear of rejection. What beliefs and conditionings cause a fear of rejection? After having worked with hundreds of clients with the fear of rejection, my colleagues and I have compiled a list of the beliefs and conditionings that usually cause this common problem. Take a look at them and see what conclusions you draw from the list. I'm not good enough. I'm not important. What makes me good enough and important is having people think well of me. If I make a mistake or fail, I'll be rejected. And three conditionings. Fear associated with criticism and judgment. Fear associated with not meeting expectations. And fear associated with rejection. If you're at all familiar with how beliefs are formed in early childhood as a result of interactions with parents, you'll realize why most people form these beliefs and conditionings. If you take a look at my blog post, MortyLefkoe.com, at the table of contents, you'll find a number of articles that I wrote discussing how beliefs are formed from interactions with parents in early childhood. If most people form the beliefs and conditionings that cause a fear of rejection, most people will fear rejection, not because they were born with the fear, but because most people have the beliefs and conditionings that cause the fear. How can I be so sure that this list of beliefs and conditionings are responsible for the fear of rejection? Because hundreds of people who had the fear eliminated it when they eliminated these beliefs and conditionings. In some cases, there might have been a few additional ones, but for most people, these were sufficient to free them from the fear of rejection for good. Fear of rejection can lead people to not pursuing their dreams, being afraid to take chances, doing things they would not ordinarily do in order to get the approval of others, and generally worrying about rejection before they do anything. It's not a pleasant way to live. Get rid of a few specific beliefs and conditionings, and discovering that your real human nature is to act without concern for rejection. Please leave your comments and questions about today's podcast on my post at MortyLefkoe.com. I read all your posts and I answer as many as I can. And if you found this podcast useful, please tell your friends and followers by using the buttons at the top of the post at MortyLefkoe.com. If you haven't yet eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the Lefkoe belief process, please go to recreateyourlife.com/fear of rejection, where you can eliminate one negative belief free. And don't forget, for information about eliminating 23 of the most common limiting beliefs and conditionings, which cause 8 of the most common problems in our lives, including a lack of confidence and a fear of conditioning, and get a separate video of the Who Am I Really process, please check out recreateyourlife.com/natural confidence. Have a great week, and I look forward to talking next week with the next podcast.
Been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefkoe's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefkoe.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, createyourlifefree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.